Davis, Marion. Bolton, Fanny. Walling, May. Wellington, New Zealand, April 17, 1893. Dear Sister Marion and Fanny and May Walling, I have been pressed almost beyond measure in getting off suitable matter this week for American mail. We had an intensely interesting meeting at Napier. We have not time now to give you the particulars, but will send you a copy of some of the matter written if I can do so. We left Napier for Palmerston, 5 hours' ride, 1 week ago. We had a partially comfortable place. They were poor, but needed help spiritually. I received your good letter, Marion, and I am surprised that letters have not reached you which I have sent. You speak of the school being in Melbourne, and the students could be educated by putting to a practical use that which they shall learn. This is a matter which is of considerable consequence, and I hope will be prayerfully considered. The Melbourne Church will be deprived of great strength. So will the Paran Church. And if missionary work can be done, which ought to be done better in Melbourne, then let it be arranged in some way, if tents have to be used to accommodate and piece out the arrangements for room. I will not plan myself. Let those on the ground seek the Lord most earnestly, and let Him plan for them. There is a God that hears prayer, and that will answer prayer. I hope, Fanny and Marion, you will keep up the very best of courage, and trust in the Lord, and He will work for us all. I have spoken in Auckland 8 times, in Keio about 12 times, in Harbour with inscrutable and unpronounceable names on our way to steamer, once in Napier, 17 times in Hastings, 13 miles from Napier, in Town Hall once, in Palmerston in Theatre Royal once, in the hall hired for our church meeting once, and then came on here to Wellington. We feel bad about being so far separated, and now it looks as if we will not get to Sydney as soon as we supposed, but you must do the best you can, looking constantly to Jesus. The Lord sees just how we are individually situated, and He knows just the things we need, and He is not unmindful of the inconveniences under which we labor. I had a premonition it was not best for May to go with me. I am so glad she did not go. I think 2 of the girls accompanying me would have been a subject of remarks. I had in mind that May desired to stay, and that the money I would pay for her fare would keep her in school a term at least, and although I should miss her in giving me treatment, the gain to her if she improved her time would be enough advantage to her I should consider it paid well. If May has become rested, I am glad. And now, if she is in a condition to apply herself to study, I shall be more than compensated for the effort on my part. I want May to be feeling that she cannot wholly depend upon her education in giving movement cure for a livelihood. She should study the art of typewriting and fit herself for this kind of a business. I thought if I proposed it, she would keep that object before her and work to the point. The Lord expects every one of us to put into exercise all the powers with which He has endowed us to reach perfection. Now, I do not want May to work for her board, for it is never known when her work is done, and she is quite slow in the business of homework. I will pay her expenses. The time she would devote to doing work would so occupy her mind, she would lose more than she would gain. I think Jessie Israel had better give her whole time to her studies the next term. Well, children, I hope you will be cheerful and of good courage. When you do not feel able to work, just stop work, and you will be able to improve health-wise. I shall send Fanny articles, but it is not that she shall have a specified time to do the work. Do it as the providence of God shall give you strength. And be cheerful and of good courage that you are not a cripple for life. Thank God and rejoice. Marion, don't worry. If you should never lift your hand to do another stroke of work, I should pay you exactly the same while you live as if you did work. You have done work that I appreciate highly, and this is your future, to work when you please and no more than you please, and share with me in what I have. God bless you all is my prayer. Love to all. We are laborers together with God. Take no unnecessary burdens. Look on the bright side, talk light and faith and hopefulness, and you will be all light in the Lord. Live in the blessed sunshine of the Son of Righteousness. Cannot send you copy. Am sorry, but the review will give the travels.